All right, Zambia. That's where we're headed today as we do a deep dive into their e-visa system. You're planning a trip, right? And we've got all the info you need. We've got articles, a whole stack from zambia-visa.com that'll walk us through everything.
Think of this as like a cheat sheet, not only for getting your visa smoothly, but also, maybe learning some cool stuff about Zambia along the way.
Okay, I'm sold already, especially since I saw this thing called the KAZA Univisas. Like, you can bounce between Zambia and Zimbabwe, even pop into Botswana for the day.
Exactly, like a three-country adventure pass. But let's back up a sec. Zambia's gone all digital with their visas. Pretty cool.
So that means no more embassy visits. Like, I can do it all online. What's the advantage there?
Well, first off, you can do it from anywhere, anytime. No more, scheduling appointments and all that. Plus, it's way faster. Processing time's quicker, less waiting, more, excitement for your trip.
Makes sense. And usually with digital systems, security's better too, right?
For sure. Less chance of fraud, fewer errors, all that. You can be pretty confident that your application is, in good hands. Okay, but hold on. Zambia's got a bunch of different e-visas. They've really thought this through for different types of trips.
Oh, so it's not like a one-size-fits-all visa.
Nope. Okay, so we'll start with the basic one, the single entry visa. One trip, 30-day stay, like your classic first-time visit kind of visa.
Okay, that makes sense. But what if you wanted to, I don't know, maybe visit a neighboring country while you're there?
Then you'd want the double entry visa. Two entries, 30 days each. Perfect if you're thinking of a quick side trip. But now for the real travel pros, there's the multiple entry visa. Unlimited entries, all within 90 days.
Hold on, so that means you could basically live in Zambia for 3 months.
Well, not live there exactly, but you could definitely explore it really thoroughly. Okay, and then there's the transit entry visa. That's if you're just passing through. 7 days, good for a layover.
Okay, got it. But I want to hear more about this KAZA Univisa. Like you said, Zambia, Zimbabwe, even day trips to Botswana.
Yep, all that for 30 days, multiple entries between Zambia and Zimbabwe, then those little hops into Botswana whenever you feel like it.
That's wild. Okay, so real talk, not everyone can just get these e-visas right.
You're right, over 100 countries are eligible, but always double check. Go on the official website, make sure your situation's covered.
What if you're not from an eligible country? What then?
Well, there's always the visa on arrival. That's for a lot of folks, they can just get it stamped when they land.
So there are options, but it's best to check.
Got it. Okay, so let's say you are eligible for the e-visa. What do you actually need to apply?
Okay, well, duh, your passport, obviously. Make sure it's valid for at least 6 months after you want to leave Zambia and that you've got at least two blank pages. And a recent photo, passport sized. Don't use a blurry selfie.
Of course not. Anything else? You'll need a cover letter. Make it formal. Address it to the Director General of Immigration. Just explaining, why you're going, what you'll be doing, and that you'll leave when your visa runs out. Oh, and proof of onward travel, like a copy of your return ticket, just to reassure them you're not planning on, overstaying.
Right, so they know you're coming back. Okay, and what about like specific documents, like depending on the type of visa?
Right, so if it's a tourist visa, you got to show proof of accommodation, like a hotel booking or maybe an invitation from someone there. For a business visa, you'd need a letter from a Zambian company, saying what you're doing there.
And for KAZ Univisa, anything special?
Well, it's not mandatory, but a detailed itinerary helps, just showing you've got a plan for how you'll be traveling between the countries. Makes it clear you get how it works.
Got it. So no matter what, get your paperwork in order.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does the actual application process work? It's all online, right?
Yep. And it's designed to be like user-friendly. You go to the official Zambia e-visa portal, make an account.
Then you fill out the application form, all the details they need.
Right. And be super careful to be accurate. A little mistake can really mess things up. So once that's done, you upload all your nicely scanned documents and then pay the fee.
Speaking of, let's talk fees and D processing times. I know those can vary a lot.
Yeah. So the standard processing, it usually takes between 1 and 6 working days, and that's usually the cheapest option. But if you're in a hurry, there's urgent processing, 1 to 3 working days, but costs more. And then, like for the ultimate last minute people, there's super urgent processing.
Oh, wow. A lifesaver for some people. So you've got choices depending on your budget and how much time you have. Okay, so you've applied, you've paid. Now what?
Now you wait. But you can track it online, see where it's at, and when it's approved, boom. E-visa straight to your inbox, print it out, keep it safe. That's your ticket to Zambia.
Okay, speaking of tickets, how long are these e-visas good for?
Most of them, 90 days from when they're issued. So you've got 3 months to actually enter Zambia. but how long you can stay? That depends. Like the single entry, that's 30 days in the country. Same for each entry on the double entry.
So once you're in Zambia, the clock is ticking. What about the multiple entry visa?
With that one, you can go in and out as much as you want within those 90 days, each stay of the 30 days. Oh, and here's a bonus. You can actually extend your stay once you're already there.
Wait, really? So you could potentially stay longer than 30 days even with the single entry visa?
Yep, an extra 30 days, and you can do that twice.
Whoa, so that's potentially 90 days total. Plenty of time to really get to know Zambia.
Exactly. And speaking of getting to know Zambia, remember you were talking about Victoria Falls? That's just one of the amazing things to see there.
Oh, I definitely want to see that. I mean, who wouldn't? What else is there to do in Zambia?
Oh, well, if you're into wildlife, South Longwa National Park is a must. They've got lions, leopards, elephants, you name it.
And like, what about activities? Anything adventurous?
Tons. Zambia is known for its, like, adventure tourism. Whitewater rafting on the Zambezi River. Bungee jumping off the Victoria Falls Bridge.
Bungee jumping off a bridge? I don't think I'm that brave.
Uh-huh. Well, even if you skip the bungee jumping, there's something for everyone. They've got diverse cultures, super friendly people, and even cool places to stay, like tree houses.
Okay, we've covered a lot about the e-visa process and some of the cool stuff you can do in Zambia, but what about, like, the cost of all of this? How much does all this cost?
Well, that depends. Your nationality, which visa you need, how fast you want it processed, even how many entries you need.
So there's no one answer.
Right. Your best bet is to use the fee calculator on their e-visa portal.
Makes sense.
Before we move on, are there any other, like, burning questions you have about this whole e-visa thing?
Yeah, I think we've covered the basics pretty well. But is there anything else, like specific things that people should know about actually entering Zambia once they have the e-visa?
Ooh, that's a good question. Just because you have the visa doesn't mean you're automatically in, you know.
Oh, really? So what happens when you get to the border?
Well, you still have to go through immigration, like everyone else. Mm-hmm. Even if you've got your e-visa printed out, they might still ask you some questions about your trip. You know, like, where are you staying? When are you leaving? Hmm. Maybe ask to see your return ticket. Maybe even proof you have enough money to cover your stay.
So it's best to be prepared and have everything ready just in case.
Totally. And just be respectful. Answer their questions. They're just doing their job, you know, making sure everyone's safe.
Right, of course. Okay, so we've covered a lot about the e-visa, but now I want to hear more about Zambia itself. Like, what are the, you know, hidden gems? Those places that maybe not everyone knows about.
Ooh, that's the perfect lead-in to the next part of our deep dive.